now let's move on to item 726.
Authorized application to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for a grant in the amount of $465,810 for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program, fiscal year 2016, local solicitation to assist the Portland metropolitan area law enforcement and criminal justice community to prevent and reduce crime and violence.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Catherine Ryland. I'm the fiscal manager of the Police Bureau. And with me is
Lieutenant David Meyer, Portland Police Bureau Detective Division.
We are here to talk about item 726. The Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program, also known as JAG, was established by the Department of Justice, which directs funding to local law enforcement agencies, with the primary concept being to enhance officer safety via equipment, technology, and training. The grant honors Edward Eddie R. Byrne, a New York City Police Department officer who was killed while on duty in 1988. The ordinance authorizes the City of Portland to submit an application to the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program, fiscal year 2016, local solicitation. The JAG solicitation requires the city to submit a joint application for the aggregate eligible allocation to all disparate municipalities and to act as fiscal agent for the grant. The 2016 JAG funds will be made under disparate certification to the City of Portland, Multnomah County, and the City of Gresham. As part of the required solicitation review process, the Police Bureau posted the grant solicitation and Bureau contact information on the City's Police Bureau webpage on May 17, 2016. Visitors to the site were able to view a description of the grant program, the solicitation, and contact information. The solicitation was removed and the draft application posted on June 18, 2016. Visitors to the site were encouraged to contact Police Fiscal if they had any questions or concerns about the application or the application process. DOJ has notified the city that it will award a grant in the amount of $465,810 with no match requirement. The award is allocated based on a statutory formula provided by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. The City of Portland will receive $220,291. Multnomah County will receive $173,088. And the City of Gresham will receive $72,431. The Police Bureau will use $220,291 in JAG funding for the following items: to hire one crime analyst for the Police Bureau Detective Division for approximately 15 months at a cost of $110,291. And Dave is going to talk a little bit more about that.
Good afternoon. We will purchase this crime analyst for 15 months. They will compile, maintain, integrate, analyze, and report findings on criminal intelligence as well as statistical data information. This information will be used to support criminal investigations by providing crime trends or links within the investigation with the overall goal to reduce criminal activity impacting the community. So the best example really is serial robbers. The vast majority of our convenience store robbers are done by the same people. So we'll be able to take all this information, put it into a computer, the crime analyst will spit it out and tell us who the robber is and where he's going to hit next, and then we'll be there to foil the crime.
That's a good theory. Hope it works.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of situation that we'll use the analyst capability for, is when we've got a pattern or there's an apparent pattern to do the work to actually make it real, accumulate video evidence or whatever else might be out there.
Help us identify links between multiple crimes, multiple suspects, and try to find where they intersect.
Yeah. Other particular crimes that you'd focus on, aside robbery?
We do not currently have a crime analyst, so I mean, whatever goal. I mean, if you had a crime with multiple suspects, or
a big issue with bike theft, for example, and a pattern there. So,
Yeah. I mean, we just got Region on board, so I'm not sure exactly how those two programs would talk. But
yeah, okay. Questions? Questions for these folks on this good idea? Okay. Thank you both. Anything else, Catherine, before you want
to? Yes, we have to. We have a few more pieces of information here. The second thing we're going to use funding for is to contract with LifeWorks Northwest to coordinate treatment, temporary housing, counseling, and training opportunities for individuals involved in prostitution-related offenses at a cost of $110,000 for the New Options for Women program for approximately 11 months. Multnomah County agencies decided individually to use $173,000 in JAG funding for to retain a 0.43 FTE North Neighborhood Deputy District Attorney for 12 months, to retain a 0.44 FTE Parole and Probation Officer at the Department of Community Justice for 12 months, and to purchase signage and equipment for the Sheriff's Office at a total cost of $57,696. The City of Gresham Police Department will use their allocated portion of JAG funding to purchase equipment for their investigations unit. Intergovernmental agreements must and will be executed by July 22, 2016, with Multnomah County and the City of Gresham in order to obligate agencies, agency roles and responsibilities. A grant agreement will be executed with LifeWorks Northwest in order to obligate agency roles and responsibilities once the grant is awarded in September 2016. This public governing body review of the grant application document and the related intergovernmental agreements provide an opportunity for public comment and involvement, which satisfies a requirement of the JAG grant solicitation process. Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you very much. Thank you both. Further questions? Thank you very much. Okay. Anyone want to speak on this item?
Good afternoon, Council. My name is Mary Eng. I want to thank you very much. I found that very informative and very interesting. I wanted to speak on Measure 726 regarding the United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs Bureau of Justice Assistance for a grant in the amount of $465,810 for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program. I want to reaffirm the information that Edward Byrne was a New York officer who died in the line of duty in 1988, that this is the Memorial Justice Assistant Grant Program for the fiscal year 2016, the local solicitation to assist the Portland metropolitan area law enforcement and criminal justice community to prevent and reduce crime and violence. I want to affirm what the officer said this morning at Starbucks. They need almost double policing. I said, if this was Beverly Hills, how many cops would you want on the ground proportionate to our population? They said double. So they'd want 2,000. I'm not too sure how my anarchist friends would feel about that. But in a dream world, we would have complete peace and harmony. And they want more time to talk to people. And I think we also need 2,000 social workers on the ground doing the job that we ask the police to do. So I realize this is limited in its scope, and I want to keep my discussion germane to your assiduous desire for pertinence. But the larger issues with this are that LifeWorks is critical. It's cutting edge to be helping women in human trafficking. That doesn't look like enough for me. And I want to thank Ms. Ryland, I believe her name was, for her fiscal management, because I think preventative legal assessments could root out egregious lawsuits such as may arise from the O'Day shooting, from Kruger, the neo-Nazi on the force, from the sexual harassment in the previous cases I mentioned with Lindsay Hunt and Rachel Andrew, and that preventative legal management, much as Richard Susskind's book, The End of Lawyers, could help tailor our response towards protecting our precious finances. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm artist Laura Vanderlyn. I just wanted to make a commentary about the use of hiring a crime analysis or purchase, the term was purchase of a crime analysis. That translates to me as as profiling. You're hiring somebody to profile. That's crazy to me. We don't need to hire a crime analysis. We can see where the crime, I think the other words that was used is crime trends. There's a trend here in Portland. It's called hiding and abetting. We have four police officials, Donna Henderson, Mike Krebs, Bob Day, Kevin Modica, Chief O'Day, and also you, Mayor Hales, because you were hiding that information. There's the trend right there. It's with our officials. You are setting the examples for criminals, and the criminals are the officials, and it trickles down to the police, and the police work with criminals all the time. They like snitches and they like informants, and those usually are criminals, and they teach the police how to commit crimes, and then they go and they teach the community, and they take it into schools, and they take it into our communities, and they commit crimes there, and they rape women. We don't need crime analysis. It's easy. All we need to do is look on the internet, come here and listen to you, read the paper. The trends are there. You guys are the criminals. You're setting the trend. Thank you for your time.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the studies, I guess, that was brought up was on the serial robbers at different stores. Again, the real issue, I guess, to really, again, focus on is to make sure we don't have recidivism from the jails itself on people just going in and going out. And one of the things that I guess I want a little more focus on is that on the LEAD program they're doing in Seattle is I want an emphasis on, I noticed that from Multnomah County, they're looking at a deputy district attorney, parole officers, and I understand that's what they need to be able to implement that program. So I want to make sure that those studies are in place to maybe do that program, start focusing on additional funding for that program. And again, just pertaining, like you say, to the serial robbers, the hot spots of the city, what your studies will be looking at, is what are we going to do for those people to reduce their need to have to rob these type of stores? And that's what I want to focus on, and that's kind of what the LEAD program is focused on, is to educate people that, no, it's not going to be necessary to do that. And this is what we're going to be able to show you, some other options. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. This is a non-emergency ordinance, so it passes second readings.